The rancorous debate over what will happen to the National Endowment for the Arts will heat up again next month when Congress reconvenes. A floor fight is expected over the endowment's reauthorization. More than 24 amendments to the reauthorization bill have been submitted, banning funding for everything from art that incorporates a human embryo to art that denigrates the American cultural tradition to art that is, quote, obscene. But for now, the endowment has initiated some internal reforms. Reporter Stephen Salisbury covers the NEA controversy for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and he's with us in the studio. Stephen, what are the new reforms, and what's the point of them?
Well, John Frohnmayer, the endowment chairman, has consistently argued that Congress should not try to legislate the activities of the endowment. He calls legislation a blunt instrument that invariably has a greater effect than the one intended by Congress. What Frohnmayer is offering instead of legislation is a kind of self-policing. He argues the endowment can more effectively address congressional concerns through administrative fine-tuning. What he means by that is now really becoming clear. The endowment has implemented a number of internal changes that potentially could greatly alter the kind of art it funds. For instance, the agency is planning to raise the minimum grant level and discourage panels from awarding small grants. What this could mean, and I should say that the endowment won't comment on any of this, is that smaller, newer arts organizations will be less likely to receive federal money. It also means that smaller organizations and ethnic and minority organizations from around the country might be passed over more and more when the money is up for grabs. Ultimately, it means the organizations that might produce politically troublesome or controversial art, which you'll generally find coming from smaller emerging art organizations, will be simply penciled out of the funding process. Andre Serrano, the man who put a crucifix in some urine, would never receive a grant because his grant request would be simply too small for the endowment to bother with under these changes. Another change Frohnmayer is implementing is establishing an in-house watchdog panel that would review grant recommendations with an eye toward flagging problem grants. The effect of this would be really to quash controversy before it ever becomes public. A Karen Finley or a Robert Mapplethorpe would not become household words because they would never reach the funding stage and no one would ever know why.
How are artists and arts organizations reacting to these proposed changes?
Well, not surprisingly, they don't particularly like it. By eliminating smaller grants, for instance, they argue that the endowment will become more elitist. They're also disturbed by this watchdog panel, which I should say is part of a growing censorship bureaucracy within the endowment. The endowment is setting up a panel, for instance, which would review allegations of obscenity coming from any reliable source. They're also talking about setting up local panels around the country to apply local standards for obscenity questions. I think it's safe to say that artists are alarmed by this kind of thing.
Are these changes, do you think, going to affect a congressional vote on the NEA?
Well, that's really impossible to say, particularly now with the crisis in the Middle East. These changes may undercut some of the extreme congressional proposals, but one artist said to me, the endowment doesn't need Jesse Helms now. They're doing his work for him.
Stephen Salisbury covers cultural affairs for the Philadelphia Inquirer.